Hello. I've been pretty much working at home since this COVID crisis started in the February-March timeframe. I live in California, and the way I see things today, it seems like things really haven't gotten much better compared to when things started. The news is reporting that the number of cases has been rising, and that places like indoor shopping malls that were open for some time need to be closed again. It is a bit difficult to understand what the various conditions are like among the US because each state has had their own way of dealing with COVID. However, I do know that Los Angeles and the surrounding areas have been affected the most. Further north in California, in the Bay Area, near San Francisco, the numbers have been less than Los Angeles, but they are still in the 5,000 range on a daily basis. Today, Google, one of the largest technology companies, announced for employees to work at home until summer next year in July 2021. It won't be long until other tech companies here in the Bay Area will follow. So it's not surprising if I will work at home until next year. I have been mostly staying at home during the week, mostly because of work. I go out only once or twice a week at most to help buy groceries and other little things. Driving around, it seems like there are a little too many cars on the road than there should be. And the parking lots near the grocery stores are also a little busy sometimes. The restaurants here don't allow indoor dining. Restaurants here are allowed to have guests eat outside with limited seating. I'm not quite sure how outdoor dining helps. I can kind of understand how poor air circulation in a building can cause COVID-19 to spread. But to me, I think outdoor dining is just as bad, since there's the wind that can possibly carry water droplets onto people's food outside. I hear some people just refuse to wear masks. I personally haven't seen this problem in the area that I'm in, but it's likely happening elsewhere in the country here. How am I doing? I suppose okay. Let's see. I had a dentist appointment in July that just didn't happen at all because the office is closed. I will need to take care of my teeth better and make sure I try not to get a cavity since I wasn't able to get my teeth cleaned as usual every 6 months. Lately, I've been keeping busy by watching some long Asian drama series. Actually, my company just had an unexpected layoff just last week. Fortunately, I wasn't affected, so I'm still fortunate to have a job. Ironically, I'm in the process of a potential job promotion, but I won't hear back the results until August or September. It's an interesting process where my manager has to submit a document where it describes my accomplishments in certain areas, which is called a packet. Since my manager couldn't possibly know all my accomplishments, I actually had to help write most of it and kind of review it with her. Then the packet gets reviewed by some kind of promotion committee, and then they will decide whether or not I get promoted. If not, they will come back with feedback on what I'm supposed to do or work on. I'm a little late to the game, but I started watching TikTok videos. Some of the videos are just silly and fun to watch, like pranks or dancing, but some of them are actually useful tips and tricks. I occasionally share videos to myself to watch later, like if I happen to run into an interesting cooking recipe or some other useful tidbits of information. But I did notice that when watching those videos, just keep in mind that everything they show may not necessarily be true. I've seen some videos where they kind of show something that is either interesting or mind-boggling, but when you actually do it, then it's actually false. So just have a skeptical mind when you're watching some of those videos. Other than that, things have been mostly the same. I hope everyone else is doing all right. Try to stay home when possible and stay safe. If you've enjoyed my podcast, you can visit me at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice. From there, you can view all the episodes, or send me a voice message, or even support the channel through a donation. You can also reach me on Twitter at TheSleepyVoice, where you can send me a message. I try to respond to every single message.